This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, very good. What a wonderful crowd. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. My name is Gino Russi. I am a retired regional director for parole, and I'm also retired again as the executive director of Hispanics United of Buffalo. So a double retirement. So about 65 years ago, my parents came from Puerto Rico, and I settled right here, right next to City Hall, actually, where the parking ramp is. There was a tenement building there, and that's where we lived. As a matter of fact, I delivered newspapers up and down Delaware Avenue, Elmwood, and around Niagara Square. So I'm very familiar with this area. So my father, who was very proud of this country, decided that his three sons were going to go and joined the military. This was a beautiful country that offered us opportunity, and he felt that we should give something back, and he was willing to sacrifice his three sons. So we all joined the military. My brother Israel and myself went in the Air Force. My brother Raul went in the Army. So many of our friends also went in the military. When we got back, of course, this was during the Vietnam War. Now it gives you my age. 68 through 72 was my service. And when we got back, we were kind of the lost crowd. We weren't getting the accolades that the veterans are getting now. And so over the years, it kind of died out. And then somebody, I think it was a guy named David Rivera, decided that him and Ventura Colon decided that the veterans should be recognized. The first one to come to the aid was Sean Ryan. So he's the guy that helped us put that beautiful memorial down in the park by the water. If you haven't seen it, you should go down there. It's a Hispanic Veterans Memorial. I'm proud to say that my family is well represented because my grandfather was an Army veteran. He fought in World War I. One of my cousins died in Korea, and then all my brothers and my sisters are on the pavers on the ground. It just goes to show that we're not really suckers and losers. So once I got going and I went to college, I went to DeUville College, so I'm homegrown. This is, Buffalo's my town. So I went into Division of Parole and I served there for 30 years. I left there as a regional director and I decided that I was gonna get involved in the community. One of the first people to approach me during that time was Sean Ryan. And at that time, I had decided that since I had a lot of experience being an underdog, I decided that one of the things that was happening in our community was that the opioid epidemic was killing our people left and right. And then when I say our people, I mean our community. It was destroying our communities. I decided that I was going to open up a drug clinic in Buffalo. And if you were around about 10, 11 years ago, you would have saw that they were ready to string me up on Virginia Street because I was going to open up the clinic on Virginia and 10th. Well, you know, there was a lot of people, I'm sad to say, that walked away from me and left me there by myself, but Sean Ryan did not. He was there protecting all of us. To him, the people, whether you were addicted or you weren't, you're a human being and you deserve the same quality care that everybody else got. So he defended me and he helped me to put that clinic together. And it worked out so well that I opened one in Dunkirk also. Right now we have I say we, but I'm retired. We have about 700 clients in Buffalo. We got about 600 down in Dunkirk. And I also helped Albany open up one up there, Camino Nuevo, because I had some expertise at opening clinics. The other thing is that we wanted to build some housing for seniors. We were really lacking in housing for the seniors. In our culture, usually the adults take care of their grandparents. They don't like to put them in nursing homes and all the stuff like that. We decided that we wanted to build a brand new building for them to live in, to live there with dignity. We approached Sean Ryan, and he helped us out. And now we have a 42-unit apartment building right across the street from the methadone clinic. Thank you, Sean. The other thing I'll say on a personal note, I have a daughter who is deaf. Well, I got to correct that because she'll kill me if I say that she's deaf. She's hard of hearing. So I tried taking her to the different schools in Buffalo. We went to School 84. They wanted to put her in School 89 because that was a school, maybe it was 84. It was a school for the medically frail. She wasn't medically frail. She couldn't hear. So I looked around, found out that Sean Ryan was a member of the board at St. Mary's School for the Deaf. I took my daughter over there about 2 years ago. She has progressed so much in those 2 years. It's just unbelievable. It's like having a brand new child with goals. Yesterday, I signed her up for equestrian class. So she, because she loves animals and she wants to deal with horses and all that. All of this I got from Sean Ryan. So it would be a disservice for me not to stand here and support my friend Sean Ryan. Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you so much. He has been a champion for this community. When we wanted to rename the library on Porter and Niagara, it was Sean, one of the first people was Sean, who came up there and helped us to change the name of the library and name it Isaiah Gonzalez, one of our leaders in our community. So again, Sean has been there for all of us. Now we need to be there for him. So can we be here for him? Yes. Thank you. With that said, I'm told that sometimes I suffer from long-windedness, so I'm in recovery. So I will introduce the next person, who is Essence Sweat.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I'm just going to jump right into it, as is the nature of this wonderful office, going right to work. From State Assembly to U.S. Senate, Sean Ryan has worked incredibly hard for the people of Buffalo, and I've seen it for myself. Even before he was an elected official, Sean put to paper the power of championship. He really worked for not just affordable housing, but high quality affordable housing. And there is a difference between the two. You know, and now as our state senator, he has been successful in securing catalytic level resources that will generate a bigger, brighter, better future for housing in Buffalo. You know, I kind of wrestled with this colloquialism because we can't escape that whole talk to talk, walk to walk, you know, and it's like everywhere we go, we hear it. But it's because we continue to tell these politicians, it is so easy for you to talk the talk, but the real work, the hard work, is in walking the walk. And I ask myself, well, what does that look like in a political arena? Who is actually walking the walk? And I look to Sean, and what did he do first? He put pen to paper, and he proposed a brilliant, meaningful, and beneficial plan for housing. He could have easily took that paper and that pen and gave it over to the state and said, here you go, work with it, do with it what you can. It's a beautiful plan, but no, he didn't. Not our Sean. He went to work. He put foot to pavement. And what he did was he secured $90 million for us. $90 million for our community. That money could have easily been for an outside developer to do what they want, to come in and not ask us any questions and build whatever buildings, whatever housing that they decided to do. But he didn't. He gave that to us. That money is going to be allowed for us to renovate, to activate vacant lots. I mean, who here has seen one or two vacant lots in Buffalo? How about like 3,000 or 4,000, you know? So we'll be able to build new infill housing. We'll be able to rehab and renovate vacant apartments. I mean, that's an opportunity for income to be generated, regenerated, that's latent for local residents. Every month that a rental apartment is laying offline, that is valuable and significant income that is not being circulated in our community. And because the way Sean Ryan works, that money is already flowing out of those big double doors and into our community. You know, this is our new hope for New Buffalo. This moment is a turning point in Buffalo's big comeback. And we can do all things industrial, we can do all things commercial, and it's not lost on this office. But if you don't take care of the people, if you don't take care of the people, the lavishest of plans will always fail at every turn, at every time. And so So I am just so grateful to be a part of this wonderful movement. I asked myself, you know, coming here, what does it mean for the community to have someone like Sean Ryan in our corner? And it absolutely, it means everything. You know, it's easy for someone to talk the talk. Sean has been doing the work. He has been walking the walk. This man is arm in arm, lock in step, doing what we need him to do for our community, and he is proving it every time. It is so important for us to have leaders of courage, for us to have leaders of gumption. When was the last time you heard that word gumption? It's an action word. It's someone that has the audacity to say, hey, this plan doesn't have the people in it. This plan doesn't have the people in it. And I know he's been getting hit from all sides, and he probably still is, overtly and covertly, but this man is steadfast. He is staying the course. He is doing the work that we need him to do. And again, I am so proud. We need to have Sean Ryan in catalytic leadership positions. So with that said, I am so happy and pleased to welcome our distinguished guest, Ms. Debbie Hayes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Essence. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us here at Asbury Hall for an exciting announcement. My name is Debbie Hayes, and I'm the Upstate New York Area Director for the Communication Workers of America. And I have the distinct honor of talking for a few minutes today about my New York State Senator and my friend Sean Ryan. Before I do that, however, I have a list here, and I hope that we haven't missed anybody, but there are an incredible number of labor unions that are represented in the hall today. And so, I'm just going to take a minute and welcome everybody that's here from CWA, the UAW, Carpenters Local 276, Painters Local DC4, OPEIU, Buffalo Teachers Federation. There we go. NYSA is here in the house. Workers United. PEF. Operating Engineers Local 17. The steel workers are here. I know I said good morning to steel workers. UA Plumbers Local 22. We have the IBEW with us. Sheet metal workers, Teamsters. IATSE and the bricklayers. If I missed anybody, just give a yell out, because we tried to get everyone. Laborers, there we go. UUPs in the house. Thank you. So we all know Sean is a tireless state senator, assembly member, and state senator who works hard for Buffalo each and every day. But here are a few facts about Sean that you may not know. Sean lived in the Marine Drive apartments as a child and later moved with his family to Lackawanna, where he grew up as part of a working class family. Sean graduated from SUNY Fredonia with an undergraduate degree in political science and then graduated from the Brooklyn Law School. After graduating from law school, Sean got to work on his legal career, focusing on the rights of disabled students and victims of housing discrimination. He also worked in landlord-tenant court on behalf of families being evicted, and Sean later created a nonprofit focused on building affordable housing and helping to transform Buffalo's West Side. Starting in 2011 as our voice in the state legislature, Sean has always been our champion, and that is especially true for the men and women of organized labor. I am especially proud of the work that we in CWA did with Sean around improving the health care of our Western New York community and improving the work lives of our health care members. Whether it was safe patient handling, staffing ratios, the clinical staffing committee legislation, or fighting for increased reimbursement for our hospitals and nursing homes, we knew that Sean was always squarely in our corner. Sean has supported our efforts to expand and deregulate broadband, really helping to carry our legislation on this very important topic. We can always count on Sean to join our picket lines, and it doesn't matter whether we're at Mercy Hospital, we're at Buffalo General, we're out on strike at Verizon, or anywhere else in the Western New York community where workers are fighting for fairness on the job, good wages and benefits, and decent working conditions. And Sean, without fear for reputation or career, even showed up at our bargaining table a couple of times when we were negotiating contracts with Catholic Health, just to make sure the system knew that he was backing the hard-working union members fighting for a fair contract. Sean has always been a strong advocate of private and public sector employee unions, and I know from our firsthand experience that union labor has a true ally in Sean Ryan, and he has always had our backs. That's okay. Sean works for the hardworking families in Buffalo every single day. So I can't wait to see what the next chapter brings. So please join me in welcoming the next mayor of the city of Buffalo, Sean Ryan.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications.
My chief of staff hates it when I say holy cow, but holy cow, look at this! It's incredible. So I'm Sean Ryan, and I'm running for mayor of the city of Buffalo. You know why I'm running for the city mayor of the city of Buffalo? Because Buffalo deserves better. You know we deserve better. I know it because I grew up the son of a Buffalo firefighter and a teacher. They worked hard to keep their neighborhood safe and to educate the next generation. They taught me, they inspired me to work for our city, building quality, affordable housing, fighting discrimination, providing funding for schools and child cares, and transforming our waterfront along the way. Here's what I know. I know that today's teachers and firefighters and nurses and cops, they work just as hard as my folks did. And they want to make the lives better for everyone in their community and all their neighbors and neighborhoods. We know that. And it's not just the public sector. Entrepreneurs, small businesses, service, factory workers, all working hard for their families and their communities. We all work hard for our city, and we deserve a city government that works hard for all of us. But we know it. There's been 20 years of neglect, and you can see the cracks starting to show. We can't seem to get our streets plowed. We can't figure out how to fix our potholes. In year after year and decade after decade, our children are poisoned by lead. Senior services hanging on by a thread. Nearly a decade without fluoride in the water, and they never told us. The incompetence of city leadership at time has been shocking. You look at our surrounding towns and villages, their pools are open, their streets are plowed. Why can't we open our pools and plow our streets? When did we stop funding youth sports? Why is it so hard to pay your user fee online? You know it, you tried it. We're failing at the basics. Don't you think we can do better? Yes. Don't you think we can do better? Yes. Should we at least try to do better? Yes. City Hall has ignored the crisis of poverty, segregation, shortage of affordable homes, the decay of our neighborhoods. It's demoralizing for everybody who works hard for a better Buffalo. Let's imagine a new Buffalo, where we can do the basics, but we don't shy away from taking on the big, tough problems. A Buffalo where we do the real work to solve our problems together. That's what my campaign for mayor is all about. Buffalo faces a fiscal problem. It's not a new one. It's been brewing for 20 years. Irresponsible, rubber-stamped budgets had led to the situation that we face today. Basic city contracts, like our ambulance services, never enforced and end up costing us millions in revenue. And the city is using reserve funds, our safety net, because they refuse to balance their budget. We deserve better. Say it with me, we deserve better. We know there is more we can do to make Buffalo safer and stronger. We deserve better. Say it with me. We deserve better. I know we can do better because I worked with many of the folks in this room right now to do just that. Before entering into government, I created the Buffalo Neighborhood Stabilization Company to create a redevelopment plan for parts of the West Side. And that neighborhood went from vacant in abandoned to full and vibrant. We know how to do it. As a state legislator, I've always focused on what's right for Buffalo. To help families get ahead, I passed middle-class tax cuts, raised the minimum wage, created a paid family leave program, and invested in childcare. And that's why families in North Buffalo are better able to afford childcare. And that's why seniors at the Marine Drive apartment are paying less for their medications. And families in South Buffalo are getting paid family leave, and families on the East and West Side are getting expanded childcare tax credit. You know how we did that? We did it by making sure the wealthiest pay their fair share of taxes. We know it all starts with education. To strengthen our communities, I've worked with the Buffalo Teachers Federation to secure historic increases in education funding for the Buffalo Public Schools. I've worked with Waterkeeper to bring in millions and millions of dollars to clean up our water and to transform our waterfront. And we've implemented a bold agenda to address climate change, keep our community safe from gun violence, protect the right of LGBTQ New Yorkers, and to safeguard abortion access. I've worked with groups like Go Bike to secure state funding for critical infrastructure projects. Projects like redoing Niagara Street to keep pedestrians safe, but that encourages the growth of business. You see it on Niagara Street. You go down there, bars, restaurants, shop, where there was nothing a decade ago. Infrastructure projects, Safe Streets Project, they work, they build our economy. And as a champion of small businesses, I've worked to support entrepreneurs, bringing in key funding for the 43 North competition, secured funding for our business districts, and delivered the resources Buffalo needs to lead in technology, manufacturing, and healthcare research, and much more. And we see businesses growing. We see Oxford Pennant in the new Truly Rooted Market on Fillmore Avenue. And I get excited about our future. I've stood with the men and women of organized labor to fight for workers' rights, joining healthcare workers on the picket line, Starbucks workers, auto workers, and many more. I've always been there. And thank you to the unions who are with us today and are going to be with us going forward. Let's hear it for organized labor. And how about Debbie Hayes, a career in leadership in organized labor? Thank you, Debbie Hayes. I've worked to create a brighter future for housing in Buffalo, securing $90 million to build new homes, renovate rundown doubles, and to prevent evictions, to keep people in their homes. We need to follow leaders like Dr. Henry Louis Taylor in his plan for rebuilding neighborhoods, not just programs, but full projects to rebuild neighborhoods. And thank you, Essence, for your remarks earlier and for all you're doing to bring safe and secure housing to Buffalo. And when it comes to bringing in funding that Buffalo needs and deserves for projects big and small, I've delivered year after year. Canal Side, the Northland Training Center, business districts on the East Side, West Side, South Buffalo, and North Buffalo. And let's not forget our cultural institutions, Science Museum, Richardson, AKG, Shays, and the Buffalo Zoo. And when a white supremacist came to Buffalo to commit one of the greatest tragedies our city has ever seen, I stood shoulder to shoulder with all of Buffalo as we grieved. But then I went back to Albany and led the charge to pass our nation's toughest gun laws to help save lives and prevent another tragedy. I know how to do the hard work that we need to bring people together. And there's no doubt there's a lot of exciting things going on in Buffalo. But let's be clear. It's happening because of funding and leadership from New York State and the federal government. And it's happening because of the great community organizations that are doing the hard work each and every day. As former Congressman Higgins liked to say, we have great natural assets. We have great parks. We have our beautiful lake, our river. We have beautiful architecture, world-class art museum, science museum, beautiful botanical garden, and we have great people. We have things that other cities would long for, but we've got to get it together. I bring colleagues from other parts of New York State to see Buffalo, and they are blown away. They come with an impression. I don't really know what that impression is. You walk them around, you drive them around, and they can't believe it. But we need good leadership to make it work and to get it together. So as the next mayor of Buffalo, I'll work hard. I'll work hard every day to continue to deliver for our great city, for our home. As a champion for working people, I've made a few enemies along the way. But I'll never apologize for fighting for the people of Buffalo and working around the clock to protect taxpayers' dollars and to prevent wasteful subsidy that often go to the people who don't need it to begin with. We know that. We have many challenges to face in Buffalo. I'm ready to do the hard work. I'm optimistic about our future. We are at the beginning of a new era for the city of Buffalo. For the first time in nearly two decades. First time in two decades. We have a chance. And we have a chance to honestly address our many challenges. Not shirk from them. Not pretend those challenges don't exist. To face them head on. And we're going to face them head on with a clean slate. And fresh eyes. It's time to break the status quo. Yes. We need to move Buffalo forward. If you want a better Buffalo as much as I do, then join our campaign. If you want a Buffalo that delivers basic services and gets it right, then join our campaign. If you want a Buffalo that isn't afraid to take on the big, tough problems, then join our campaign. Thank you, everyone, so much for being here today. I look forward to working with every one of you from now until the primary in June.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. We're just getting started. This room is full of people who have spent their lives working for Buffalo. This campaign is for each and every one of you. It's for her. We're going to need your help. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need support. We have our first fundraiser Tuesday, December 17th at Kohl's. We've got flyers going around. We want to see you there. Thank you. All right.